Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Clapping along. Come on, everybody at home, clap along. If you're not clapping along, you're letting us down. Come on, everybody.
I'm going to bring, a tambourine 1 week.
Oh, Jesus God.
Do you know what? I might bring a tambourine next time.
Well, as long as you're wearing a bonnet with your tambourine. I just need to say to you, Jude, how are you? How is the Lady Chamberlain of, I nearly said chambermaid of Kellogg College. Are you sure they didn't get confused? You know when they said, would you like to be the chamberlain of Kellogg College? Are you sure they didn't mean, would you like Judy, to be the chambermaid and have your own bucket. You could have your own bucket with your name on it.
Your own tabard.
Yeah,
Chambermaid.
Yeah, in they the might college have done. Colours. Are there college colours, by the way?
There are college colours. For some reason, there's a college tartan as well. I'm not quite sure why, because it's rather Welsh in its heritage. I mean, then there's a Welsh grace that you have to say at the beginning of... they don't make me learn that.
Yeah, of course
Bloody
they will.
Bloody hell.
Of course they will.
Shit, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Phoebe used to go to a primary school. They had to do their... before they had their lunch, they had to say grace in Latin.
I think that's a posh school, isn't it? Yeah.
It wasn't really, actually. I mean, it was a different time.
But I think Welsh, you know, it's just like a series of sounds, isn't it?
You can't say that because now all our Welsh friends are turning off and saying, oh, you've really let us down and we thought you were our friends and we are. Now I'm more intrigued about the Kellogg College colours. What are they? And I'm going to tell you whether they suit you or not.
I think they're blue and red.
Okay.
Which sounds a bit sort of boring, doesn't it, really?
Just a bit abrupt, blue and red together.
Yeah, there might be a bit of yellow in there as well.
Now we're talking airline. You've gone airline on me. You've gone completely airline. I think you're very confused, Judith. I don't know whether you know whether you've got a job with Kellogg College.
I've always thought they might have confused me with somebody else, and that's why they gave me the visiting fellowship in the first place. I just thought I'd put that in there, visiting fellowship, just to counteract the chambermaid.
Any letters after your name?
Of course you don't. No, absolutely not. No,
well,
I'm
of course, I still trump you, Judith, because I've still got my doctorate.
Oh!
I'm still actually, officially... Dr. Jenny Eclair.
I think you've got
And that makes you quite angry.
I don't know what to say, actually. I'm a bit speechless. I think what I've done with that piece of information is I've buried it somewhere, like a dog on a bone. You know what I mean?
Just now and again,
I've just buried
it. I'd like to remind you.
It's honorary, though, isn't it? It's honorary.
It's so honorary.
Is it not honorary?
Southampton University.
Thank you very much.
I'm not saying anything.
Oxford University. There we are.
We've got some top trumping going on. I'm just having my breakfast while we do this.
Well, for goodness sake, you've had a bit slovenly.
I woke up at 20 to 9.
You never did.
Bloody did.
I nearly... Jenny, you're joking. Are you actually serious?
I set my alarm for 8:30. I woke up then, I put it on snooze, and then I forced myself out of bed at 20 to 9.
Because it is only 9:10 now. Well, God, we're different. We're so different. Okay, so what I do is, when I get into bed, I think, right, okay, I've got to be... So at 9:00 we're doing the pot, so I'm working breakfast. I need some time to have my cup of tea in the morning, you know, just like come round a bit, water the tomatoes. Then I need to go to the swim for a swim. Then I've got to wash my hair. And then, you know, all that factor, go backwards and backwards. 6:20, that means.
Oh, 6:20. Bloody hell, Judith. Bloody hell.
Alarm at
6:20. Mind you, I like the idea of watering their tomatoes. That must be a joyful task in the morning.
It's quite a joyful task.
No, I'm envious of that because and I know I'm massively allergic to tomatoes, but the smell of them in a greenhouse.
Oh, yeah, the smell of them. Mind you might be allergic to the smell as well.
Although, no, I don't think I am.
Have the, Maybe we could just put you up a little deck chair in there and you could take it all in.
I could just breathe in for a bit. So I'm back on tour. That's quite hard work. You are.
Very much so. And really full on tour. Oh. I see. Where are you today?
I'm not. I've got the rest of today off, but I've got to pack for... Flying to Aberdeen tomorrow. I'm flying to Aberdeen. I've got a gig in Aberdeen. After Aberdeen, I get driven to Glasgow. I do a telly in the morning and a paid telly as well. God, that makes a change.
What are you doing? Are we allowed to know?
It's some show called Bridge of Lies. I've never heard of it. I don't know what goes on. Maybe I should look it up before I go. But anyway.
It'd be an idea. Yeah.
I know. But it's with other female comics, so, you know, it'll be fine. And I think it's a quiz show. I mean, I'm always appalling on those. They get me in because they know I have no shame and don't really care.
Okay, who can we get in that's not going to get anything right? Oh, yes, I know. We'll get Jenny Eclair.
Yeah. Who's going to really let the side down? Let's get Jenny Eclair in. Because she knows nothing. Oh, do you remember, there was only one that really shamed me, and that was that one... you know that old-fashioned one that used to be Anne Robinson and then they let, what's-his-face take over?
Yes.
That was the only one that upset me. I really hated doing that. What was that called?
The Weakest Link. The Weakest Link.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest about that. I didn't enjoy that. I'll tell you next week whether I've enjoyed this one.
You're busy, Jenny. That's a lot of packing.
Then I do a gig Glasgow evening, right? Uh-huh. And then I go to Dundee. I do a gig in Dundee and then I come back. I come to Edinburgh and I do a gig in Edinburgh and then I come home.
How do you come home? Fly or train?
I will probably be in... I shall probably be airlifted by helicopter because I will be in such a terrible state they'll need to take me to King's for some resuscitation. To be quite honest,
you know, that would be quite a neat move, wouldn't it? Do you know what I mean?
God, I'd be home, Judith.
You'd be home, helicopter back. If you could get something that was so serious and so unusual that it was only, you know, they'd end up saying, I'm sorry, we've got to take you to King's. I mean,
really is either a gunshot wound or a stabbing, because they specialise in both at King's, I think. The hospitals in London, they specialise in one or another, and sometimes they do both.
Do they do tropical? Have they got any tropical there?
No, you need to go to... If you get tropical, you need to go to the Hospital of Tropical Diseases.
And where's that?
I can't remember, but it wouldn't be that far. Jeff,
well, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking stabbing in... You're onto a loser because, you know, to be honest, you'd have pegged it by the time you got to...
Yeah, well, I'm quite fat, Judith. I mean, it depends whether they got me in a fleshy bit. my calf or my thigh or my arse. I just needed a nice stab wound in my arse, get flown to King's, and then I could just call Jeff and say, Jeff. I'll be back on the bus in a bit. Oh, yeah, exactly. There we go. Did you have a lovely time in Cornwall?
We had it was exhausting. It was exhausting.
That's why I said time. I didn't say holiday.
I didn't use the word holiday. No, absolutely. Yes, it was very nice, but of course the bloody weather changed. I mean, it's just typical, isn't it? I mean, literally, the day that we came back, sun came out.
I know. I thought, God, Judith will be absolutely livid. She'll be shaking her fist at the sky.
Well, I was pretty much. But tell you what, the day before we came back, went to Foyer, because you know you recommended that hotel to me, called the Foyer Hall Hotel. Mm. And we took up your recommendation and we had a very, very lovely lunch. And I know I'm skipping forward here, but I've got, you know, my food sensation of the week does include a crab salad at said hotel. Very, very good recommendation, Jenny Eclair.
Lovely. I know very few things, but the few things that I know that are good are very good. And that is it's changed quite a lot over the years. I mean, we've been going there for 20 years, if not probably longer.
Have you?
Yeah. I used to earn loads of money. You've got to remember, Judith.
Was it always posh and upmarket then?
Yeah. Very, it was always posh, but with a sort of shab. It was shabbier in the old
style.
Days.
Oh, yes.
Which I think I may have preferred, but it didn't have the open air pool. And I think I would quite. Is that heated? Do you know?
Were people in it? No. I mean, because often, you know, if you have lunch, you're allowed to go and use the facilities. But I did ask, and no chance.
Yeah.
But I said,
keep the riffraff out. Yeah. Did you say I am the lady chambermaid. Chamberlain.
Okay, little Coolidge. What was I going to say? But what was interesting about it, I thought, was that it was full of young, affluent families and people. And it was noticeable. I kind of realised that wherever we go, either we go at the time of year when the schools have gone back or something, but we always seem to be in places where there's loads of baby boomers. You need to sort of look around and you think, oh, there's another lot of baby boomers. Oh, well, here we all
boomer hotspots. I love boomer hotspots. There's safety in numbers. We all stick together. Because the young people hate us. No, I know. Foy's always had, you know, quite well-off young people.
Oh, yeah, because it's not it's not cheap, is it?
But it's been some time. Let's just say it's been some time since I've been. But, yeah, because they've got nice things for kids. They've got, like, chickens and that you can go and collect your own eggs and all that.
A gorgeous play area with a sort of really beautifully built kind of tree house and pirate ship.
Yeah, and the views
that.
Are good, aren't they? The views are very nice.
I know.
I wonder
lovely.
Whether I'll get a discount next time I go. Well, I wonder if they're listening. I might send them a link. I might say, you know. Anyway.
I should do that more often. Anyway.
What did you have to eat? What did you have to eat?
Crab and apple superfood salad. Right. Oh. No, actually, to be honest, okay, I'm going to go into the detail because it may be a bit, but it may not be. Because they had a superfood salad and you could have chicken or something else and something else extra. And then they had a crab and apple salad. And I wanted the crab, but I wanted the superfood. So do you know what I did? Like a grown-up, I said, would it be possible to have the superfood salad with the crab? And she said, I'm sure that would be possible.
Well, it's a posh hotel. So they're going to, you know, try and help the customer.
Yes,
that's
I mixed
job.
And matched. Yeah. I mixed and matched. Are you eating?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you were. You just stuck in a bit of breakfast, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I thought maybe Daisy will put me on mute while Judith's talking. I can snaffle down.
She's talking about what she had for lunch last week.
Yeah, yeah. No. It's making me a bit peckish. I've got two slices of toast in front of me. One's got cream cheese and Marmite on. The other one's got peanut butter and cream cheese on it.
Oh, so you're always cream cheese. It's cream
I'm
cheese
always
cream cheese that you.
Yeah, it is. So that was very delicious then. Now, when you say crab and apple, now I'm thinking white crab meat, and is the apple grated?
I think the apple was grated through, and I think and I think there was the predominance of dark crab meat in there. Very, very delicious. And then the superfood salad, which was a triumph. We had, you know, like broad beans that somebody, some poor sod had
shelled.
Yes, shelled. Yeah. And then
that's intensive. That's work intensive. Time intensive.
Oh,
yeah.
That'd be the rough job, wouldn't it? Yeah. Do the fucking broad beans and then work your way up. And then it also had, I think, some roasted nuts in there. You know, just lightly roasted nuts. It was absolutely. I'm still thinking
about it.
Taste
sensation. What did other people around the table have? Was everybody successful?
Well, Mike went for a chicken dish, which I wasn't envious of. It was the kind of meal where people said, could I try some of yours? And I said, no. I just said, no, I don't want yours. They don't do. Actually, what people always do is they say, would you like to try mine?
No, I don't want any of yours. I want mine. I've chosen well. I very
exactly.
seldom choose well. My menu masochism, which means that I end up with the boniest piece of fish that's ever been born. Well, I'm glad you had a lovely time in Cornwall, and that does sound like a taste sensation. I've had one taste sensation this week, only because I've never had one before. I misjudged my motorway service stations, which, you know...
Ooh, that can be nasty. That can be nasty, because they're very misleading. Those signs that say... M&S or Costa, you get there and it's a fucking little thing. Smith.
It's one of those
booths.
Yeah, it's a tiny booth. We were on the motorway to Cambridge. We passed a Waitrose one. I like Waitrose as well, but I said to Ray, the driver, I said, no, let's risk it. Let's go on to the next one. Let's keep going. And the next one didn't have, it was just a Greggs, Judith. It was just a Greggs. And we were sort of almost in Cambridge and time was ticking on. So I said, well, it's going to have to be a Greggs tonight.
Which means it's going to have to be a Greggs. That would be a good
choice.
I've
never really done the Greggs before. And I have to say...
Never.
Hold your horse.
I know. But, I haven't. I haven't partaken. And I did. And I have to say the coffee was reasonable. I had the sausage roll. I had just, and it was £1.50. And I had that. I bought a sandwich as well, Judith, because I thought, I'm not sure just a sausage roll is going to be enough for my supper.
They're big sausage rolls, though, those Greg's ones. They're
Judith? That was it. That was all I needed. That filled the hole. Yeah.
I'm virtually speechless that you've not done Greg's before. Greg's is wonderful. And it's good value. You get to the till, and instead of thinking, bloody hell, look at the price of that.
I almost had a smile on my face when he said that'll be £3.70 or whatever. I thought, under a fiver. Nice one.
And I'm going to give you another tip on Greg's, okay, because I like Greg's, is they do very good soup in winter.
That's what I've heard. I have heard say of that. I have a horrible feeling you might have told me that before, to be quite honest. When I say I've heard of that, you'll have been banging on about it. I wanted the vegan sausage roll, but they didn't have
any.
Oh,
the vegan sausage roll is jolly good, and so is the chicken bakes. I'm a huge fan of Greg's.
Right. Well, I have joined your club, Judith. Yeah. I am now a fellow...
Should we send them a link? Should we send them a link and maybe we'll have a lifetime of free sausage rolls?
Yeah, we've gone from the sublime to the other sublime, haven't we? In some respects. We've gone from the crab and apple superfood salad and then we've got a sausage roll. And we'll fucking eat anything. That's what we'll do. So I've had a good time. I have to not apologise.
How's it going?
Well, the first gig in Shoreham, which was a warm-up gig, I was all over the place. I was really not good. The new material was clonking in and everything was just... It just felt like none of the wheels had been oiled. It felt really, like, rusty. Everything felt clunky and clunky. And then I left my iPad charger. iPad charger in the dressing room. And I just thought, I'll just get another one. And I got one for a tenner on Amazon, of course. And, of course, it didn't fit.
Oh, maddening, Jenny.
So maddening. And then I said to Jeff, I just don't know what to do. And he said, listen, you need to find out what model number you are or what make you are.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It was so boring. There was a point where I just thought, I'm just going to faint, actually, with the boringness of this because it's so boring. And yet I can't afford to just buy the wrong chargers over and over again. Anyway, I left it to Jeff and one came through the post yesterday and it fits and it's fine.
Good old Jeff.
His sinus infection is clearing up because he went back to the doctors and got some more different antibiotics.
Now you need a checklist. You need a checklist when you leave every theatre, don't you? iPad, charger.
Yeah, I mean, I just haven't made that kind of mistake for a long time, Judith.
You know, newbies like me, as you know, make mistakes like that. Yeah. I expected better of you.
Oh, do you remember when we did the first warm-ups in that pub in... Where, it wasn't Putney.
Chiswick.
Where was it? Chiswick. Yeah, in Chiswick. Yeah. You left everything.
I fled. I just fled to the
you
bar.
You just went. Just went to the bar. Yeah, and you left me, like the sensible old hand, to pick up all your crap.
I know. I said, they were history. I know the pain that... Because I know you've got everything on the iPad, haven't you?
I've got the show on the iPad.
Absolutely
panicking. And then, but everyone's been very patient and it sort of started to come good now. I did love, because I did Chipping Norton as well.
Chipping Norton.
It's so sort of pretty, Chipping Norton. It's so Chipping Norton. It kind of wins the most Chipping Norton that you can be.
Chippy, as they call it locally.
And I quite like places that have got a very specific identity.
I know what you mean. Glastonbury's like that, isn't it? And also Totnes. I know what you mean. It knows what it is, doesn't it, Chipping Norton?
And I think Blackpool does, and I think Southend does, and I think a lot of seaside places do. I like those places, and they sort of don't mind you making jokes about it.
No, because it's, that's right. They're comfortable about what they are.
Yeah, they're comfortable and they're happy.
It's a nice place, Chipping Norton. So what did you see that was very Chipping Norton-esque?
I saw 27 black Labradors, 15 pairs of pink trousers, those old red trousers.
Oh, of course I do.
47
Absolutely.
Gilets. They were on top Chipping Norton form.
Any fedoras?
No fedoras because it's been hot, Judith. It's too hot for the fedora. Okay. All of Chipping Norton basically got together and decided it was too hot for a chip.
Linen.
For a
they were all in linen, weren't
there
they?
There was a lot
the
of
ladies.
Loose linen. Yeah.
Okay.
And my driver went to the because he needs to get away while I'm on stage. He went to the pub. He doesn't drink. He just go, you know, just put his head around the local pub. And he said it was full of the most attractive people he'd ever seen in his life. He said he didn't go in because he just couldn't. it was all 20. You know those sort of university kids that haven't gone back to college yet?
Oh,
and they're having
yeah.
that last fling weekend.
Oh, God, yeah. And they said, all look very well fed, don't they? Well fed, well bred.
They've had their teeth done. They've yes. had their hair cut properly.
Yeah,
they've
yeah.
been on a summer holiday because some of them have got somewhere in France yeah, or whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's all long tanned limbs and all that kind of stuff. It's a good job. And then I get back to South East London, right? This was on Saturday night, actually. And next door were having a party. And they'd been very good. They're young people. They came round and said, we're having a party. To yeah. tell you that, I said, well, I'm due back on tour that weekend. And he said, oh, if you want to do any warm-up, you can come and do it at our party. I said, are you fucking joking? he said, we might have some spoken word. I don't know. Anyway, I got back and honestly, it was just drum and bass. It was just boom, 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 boom.
God.
Yeah.
Until what time? Till really late?
I'd say, well, we closed. I mean, it was quite a warm night, but we had to close every window, every door.
Ooh,
just
blimey.
To, yeah, yeah, we blimey. Had to seal ourselves in, and it was still yeah. boom, 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 yeah. boom, boom, boom.
Why did they warn you, didn't they?
They didn't warn you. There's nothing we could, they warned, they invited us, they were, they're absolutely.
they in inverted commas, invited you.
Yeah, would you like to come to something go. You'd absolutely hate? Would you like to? Look at us, we're so polite.
We'd love to see
this.
You
fucking hate it, every single second of it. We won't, what do you mean? Can you imagine, I'd say, all right, is there anywhere to sit? What do you need seats for? We're all up and dancing. What have you got to eat? What do you mean about food? We're all drinking, it doesn't matter. No, thank you very much. But anyway, there were still a few poor souls up at 7:30 in the morning, you know. Still sort of sitting out in the garden.
Oh, yeah. Really? Oh, that yeah. sort of party? Were yeah. the emergency services called?
No, because they're the young people, you see, and they kind of...
They can do it, can't
recover.
They?
They do, yeah, they recover in their own
yeah.
time.
Yeah. We did.
I had no
like
nana duties either, because Phoebe and Tristram and Arlo were in Berlin, staying wow. with a very dear friend. And I miss him terribly.
Oh, you'll get over it. Fuck's sake.
Well, no, you're just saying that. You're saying that because you've had a week of
I've had the fill. Jenny, I've had the fill. I really have. We got back and, we were on a duty again yesterday. Eddie did a poo in the paddling pool. That was quite something.
God. Well, it's good for your roses. I hope you just tipped it all over in the flower beds and it'll do them a power of good.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's autumn coming. And...
Well, you say that. I've never been so hot in all my life.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Last night, it was a starlit night. starlit night and this morning swimming with, I know, and it's so spiteful, isn't it? Because all the kids have gone back. Yeah. And
but it gives us a bit more space, Judith. It just gives us a bit more space. Do you know what
that's
I mean?
That's very true.
I'm not that fussed. I mean, not all the kids are back because half of them can't go to school because of the concrete problem.
Oh, the concrete. I know, isn't that?
I mean, that really is. I mean, they've been sitting on that, haven't they?
Oh, they've probably been prevaricating, haven't they? Should we, shouldn't we, should we, shouldn't we? I mean, I wouldn't like to be in charge, but...
Nobody wants us in charge. I mean, we should be in some respects, but can we... I mean, the thing is, we'd like to be in charge of all the good bits.
Which bits would we like to be in charge of? School dinners.
Extra holidays.
School dinner menus. I'd be all right in that.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I would insist that schools had swimming lessons and yoga.
And music. Bring back the music to school. We'd be quite good at that, wouldn't we?
And they would have to have art classes. Maths would be probably once or twice a week. I would just make sure that children were happy at school. And if children weren't happy, I'd get rid of the ones that weren't making them happy.
Oh, that is so true. And, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day. Apparently in Germany and Denmark, lots of places in Europe, they don't go to school, do they, until they're about seven or eight, which is a bugger, you know, in terms of childcare, I'm sure. I don't know.
I think they go to nursery, don't they?
Oh, they probably do and muck about.
Yeah.
And you just think it's too early to be doing all that stuff and syllabus. We are obsessed with it, aren't we?
It seems so. And all you want is kids to be happy. That's all you want.
I know.
But then at the same time, Judith, we need some doctors and nurses and we need some engineers and we need some of those clever people. So there's got to be some kind of education system. We can't just all muck about forever. So that's where we'd come a bit of a cropper. And then we'd really struggle when it came to the finances of everything because we'd just be going, well, let's just
struggle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Struggle, we wouldn't even be able to start. I'd also like to be, I tell you what I'd like to be, is like to be minister in charge of litter. I'd like that to be my portfolio.
I can give you that, Judith, because obviously I've decided I'm Prime Minister and you're my Deputy Prime Minister.
Bloody cheat.
And I'm going to give you the job of litter. Yeah, I am.
You are just a handful today, aren't you? I shan't. You can't make me.
Well, you tried to do it in your own village, and what happened then?
Oh, honestly, Jenny, the lay-bys on the main road that's near our village, I drive past them, and because I do quite a lot of the litter, I organise the litter pick with Steve. It's like they're on my radar. I think it's a bit more in that fucking lay-by. Look, that's building up. There's some bloody lorry. I bet you're weeing behind putting it in bottles. I'm like that all the time. So it built up, you know, built up inside me and literally. So I put the thing out on the Facebook group saying, anybody want to join me? It'd be lovely to have some help. I was the only one, Jenny. Only one. And it was...
What time did you call them?
10:30. I thought, well, that's okay. That's the usual time. I don't think that was the problem. I filled the car up with all the grabby things that Steve and I share and the bollards that
Hold on, do you actually possess... Judith, I've had to stop you right now.
What?
Do you actually fucking possess grabbers?
Of course we do. You can't be bending over and some of it is so revolting you wouldn't even if you've got your gardening gloves on you wouldn't... Oh, no, you can't get near
it. But did you buy them yourself?
Yes, we did. We clubbed together. I think the parish council gave us some
money. Oh, there you go. The parish council stepped in. Did you keep a bit back to buy yourself a hat?
So I had all the gear in the boot, you know, and it's a right fucking pain.
He might not go with you.
No, he was busy doing something else. He usually does. But anyway, it was just me. And
you must have been livid, Judith.
I was livid. But you know, it's that awful mixture, which is kind of worse, of kind of martyrdom and bitterness.
Yeah, really ugly kind of character. Yeah. Yeah, it's the sort of woman in the village that ends up going mad and killing people.
So I was mad, and the worst thing is I could only do two lay-bys, but anyway, at least I cleared them. And
where do you take all the shit? Do you just take it to a lay-by further out? No, what you do, Judith, I think what you do, you just drive further to another lay-by that's nowhere near and not on your normal travels. You just chuck it in there, leave it for someone else.
Yeah. Do you know there's a lady that goes up and down one of the roads here, one of the little windy, windy roads, And she does that all the time. No, sorry, she didn't do that. But she bags it up all the time. And she's got an arrangement with the council that she bags it all up in these special bags. And then the council, she is the litter picker. Anyway, what really pissed me off and finished me off, I tell you, was in one of the lay-bys was this enormous plastic container, right?
Piss.
And it had, oh, well, no, there were those. There were the things that you think initially are cider or apple juice. Yeah. You know, the lorry drivers have pissed in them. It was, the trouble is I couldn't lift it. It's toxic all over. This, you know, full of toxic bloody whatever it was. I couldn't lift it because somebody had obviously decided they didn't need it. I just chucked it out. So I tried to get it in the back of the car. Could not get it in.
Judith, you shouldn't be touching toxic waste, you fool.
Well, it was sealed up. You know, it had its top on. But, I mean, even so, couldn't lift the fucking thing. So I ended up having to take a photograph of it and reporting it to the Environment Agency.
Oh, I bet that made you feel good.
Oh, well.
Was there a tiny thrill when you did that?
A tiny thrill when I drove past the other day and it had gone.
Oh.
It had gone, you know, triumph.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, there you go. You've got an afterglow of that now. It was a bit annoying at the time, but you can. It was a job well done, Judith.
A job well done. I'm not sure it was worth all the hassle and the anger, but there you go. so what we've got to do is we've got to incentivise people to come and do the litter. I don't know how we're going to do it. And I think
you're going to have to pay them, Judith. You're going to have to pay them.
Pay them in what?
I'd take Greg's vouchers, maybe.
Well, of course you would.
Yeah.
Of course you would. You would now. Now you know about Greg's.
I mean,
absolutely.
Just think about what a good deal that would be for some kind of, you know, food company. Like Greg's, you know, if they got it together with a campaign like litter-free lay-bys and they paid people
in Greg's vouchers. Yeah. Do you know, that's not a bad idea. Even though it's your idea, it's not a bad one.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know how you'd do it, Judith. I don't know how people wouldn't cheat.
It's a bit of organising, isn't it?
Oh, it's too much organising. Let's just park that. Shall I tell you quite a funny thing, right? All right, this is just so very Jeff, right? So, I'm being a bit forgetful at the moment because I've got a lot to remember. So, we set off for Southend and I forgot my makeup bag. And I just had this instinct. We'd only gone about, I've just gone round the corner basically. And I said to Ray, stop. So he pulled in and I checked all my bags and my makeup bag wasn't there. But because of the configuration of the road, it took us about 7.5, 8 minutes to get back to my house, even though we were just round the corner. So Jeff had just waved me off. I mean, literally just said, bye, Jenny. Have a great time. Bye. Bye. And I got back to the house and I rang the doorbell because I thought, well, Jeff's in. He'll just come and let me in. No, he didn't come to the door. So I had to dig my keys out. I got in the house. Jeff.
Right.
I wasn't there, Judith. And I, for a moment, I was panic stricken. I thought, well, what's happened? And I genuinely ran around the house to see if he'd collapsed anywhere, you know, because his sinuses had been very bad. I thought maybe he'd passed out.
Right.
And he wasn't in the house. And I thought, well, should I be worried? And I thought, no, I won't be worried because I know Jeff very well indeed. And I know instinctively what he's done. He has waited for me to leave the house. And then once I've gone, he's squirreled himself out himself. Walk down the corner shop and he'll be buying himself ice cream because it's a nice day. So I got back in the car. I said to Ray, let's go. We set off and who did we see coming out of the corner shop?
You were right.
Absolutely right. And he was carrying a big tub of Häagen-Dazs. I mean, genuinely. He's such a cliche.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, my. He couldn't even wait half an hour. It's like the moment he went out. Honestly, stock up on ice cream.
Yeah, he loves it. All he does is eat sausages and ice cream.
When you're away. Does he?
Yeah.
Mike eats steak and mash and peas when I'm away.
Yeah.
A lot of chocolate biscuits. It reminds me of that. Do you remember The Good Life? And
I loved The Good Life. I loved Margot the best. I loved Margot
was
the
just
best.
What a character she was. But she went away in one episode, I remember, and Jerry was there for the weekend on his own. And she left him all sorts of instructions and everything like that. And she came back and the whole plate got his feet up on the table and all the kind of takeaway cartons around him and everything. She came back early, you know.
Yeah, because Jerry had an inner slob.
Jerry, yeah, left to his own devices, precisely. Yeah. That's why, it's why, well, as we know, comedy is funny if it's true, and it was.
I've got that as well. I mean, to be quite honest, I regress very badly. Sometimes in hotel rooms, I'm an absolute pig. It really is disgraceful. I mean, it doesn't take me long to slide, Judith. It really doesn't.
One night or two? Do you remember, is it over
two nights?
Several?
Two nights, and I'm on the slide. Yeah, yeah. So, where are we now? As you said earlier, Judith, autumn is upon us. Are you produce ready?
Now, funny you should say that, because, yes, it's the annual produce show, which I've entered things in pitifully in the past and not even got even a mention or a runner-up or anything.
Bloody hell, bloody hell.
I noticed this year that a couple of signs have gone up saying the date has been changed, Jenny, at the last minute. Now, this is very unusual, and I've got a feeling it's a sneaky way of people, the newbies, you know what I mean? There's a new housing estate that's opened up. Some of the newbies just put them off the stride. Oh, didn't you realise it had changed date? Brought it forward. Do you know what I mean?
Brought it forward, have
yes,
they?
Yes, I sense skullduggery. I do.
It's a good job nobody in your villages listens to this.
Oh, no, I know. Bloody hell. Actually, I know one that does.
Does she give you a side look when she sees you? Does she kind of give you a side eye?
A little bit. I've never won anything. And the trouble is, my grapes have gone over. Do you know what I mean? They would have been a good thing because there aren't that many people with grapes. Tomatoes, rather a good year for tomatoes. However, it's a big field, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Even my brother grows tomatoes, Judith.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he hasn't even got a greenhouse, and his tomatoes are fabulous.
You see, I know, all the right
He's got tomatoes and courgettes. Ben is actually green-fingered, weirdly.
Right.
That's because he buys very cheap toilet paper. And there's something wrong with his bowels. That's why he's green-fingered. So,
I don't know what to put in, but it's not going to put anything in the cakes, and I've done that before, and absolutely, you know, there's two women who win every year. There's one woman in particular, 30 years she's been winning it.
You're going to have to wait for her to die or retire, aren't you?
Although I do think that my very expensive chocolate Rice Krispie cakes could win. Do you know what
they
I mean?
In the
child's category.
You'd have to enter yourself as, call yourself Judy, age 7. There you go.
I think I'd be all right in the children's category, or maybe one of those categories that's sort of, you know, prettiest decoration using recycled goods or something like that.
It's just a shame you didn't manage to get that great big lump of toxic waste back to your house, and you could have done something arty with it, isn't it? Right, you are, Judith. It's time now for Culture Corner.
Okay, what are you reading? Go on.
We are on The Bee Sting, which is exceptionally well written by Paul Murray. Jeff and I are loving it. It's a slice of Irish life set in 2009, sort of their economic crash. And it's sort of big chunks of the book are written by each member of the family. I've had the teenage girl who's sort of kind of gone off the rails without realising it. And then the next chunk is written by the younger brother, who's this sweet, rather nerdy little boy who can't help getting himself into trouble. And it's the skill of it is getting totally under the skin of these fictional characters and making you totally believe they exist. I mean, it's just very,
and that's
very
clever,
well,
isn't it? So they are documenting the same sort of period in their lives, but a different point of view. Oh, that's clever. I've never seen that done, I don't think.
Oh, I think it's not unusual, but it's done very well. And I think it's really good to be able to to switch from a teenage girl to, an 11-year-old boy. And, I think the next one will be the mother or the father. I'm looking forward to the mother most, I think. And that's what we are reading. What are you reading?
Nothing.
Oh, Judith, God in
heaven. I'm very behind. I'm sorry, I'm very behind.
Well, you were on that erudite book last week.
Oh, well, yes. Yeah, I dip in. You can't really, it's not a sort of sit down and read from beginning to end. There's not really a narrative that I've...
Okay.
Enough of a narrative, but it's interesting.
What are you doing when you're not reading, Judith? Are you listening to radios or are you listening to podcasts?
I'm sort of binge listening some of my favourite podcasts, really, which I know is not terribly original. But when you get a good one, like people, you know, like the gang are into us, it's great, actually, because you've got all the back catalogue. So I'm love, you know, as you know, I've talked about it before, Kathy Burke's...
Where There's a Will.
Where There's a Will, There's a Wake, I'm loving. And I'm loving Off Menu, which I know you've done very well. And who was I listening to? Oh, I was listening to Kathy Burke on that, that's right, the other day. And yeah, I don't know, it's just very telling and very... yeah,
they've completely taken over Radio 4, haven't they? Because you're just getting
podcasts.
A sort of...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm so bored with Radio 4.
It just seems really dated compared to podcasts.
Doesn't it? It's stuck. It's just completely stuck and formulaic and from our own correspondent. And
it's just everything seems ever so slightly overproduced and scripted,
yes,
and everything
I agree.
Comes in. And it's just not the way people talk normally. And I think podcasts have introduced a whole world of how people talk normally to each
Absolutely.
Other.
Absolutely. A sort of breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that the people who tap into that on Radio 4, like Paddy, is he called Paddy McDonald, who does Broadcasty House on Sunday mornings?
Paddy Connell.
Paddy Connell.
Paddy O'Connell.
Right. Paddy O'Connell. He, because he is, you know, has got that sort of authenticity.
Yeah.
He does really well, I think. And you know, I gladly listen to that. But those voices are few and far between.
I'm still listening to The Archers now and again, Judith.
I've never really got into it, so...
It's going through quite a good phase at the moment. I mean, I'm not religiously listening, but there's some good stuff going down. And then it gets silly and you think, oh, God, now it's got tedious again. but we listen to Radio 6 in the car.
I like Radio 6.
And I
do like Radio 6. Yeah. Does Guy Garvey still have
yes,
a show?
All of them are moving on. Over the weekend, we were listening to all these Radio 6 programmes and all saying, well, this is going to be my last weekend. I don't think it was Guy, but it was two other people. They're moving on. Okay. So they've always got a new top producer who's coming in going, right, you lot out. I'm going to get all my mates in. Because that's what happens, isn't it, with radio?
A bit. I wonder if Guy Garvey's got a podcast. He must have, mustn't he? Got to have a podcast.
He's really good. And the music's good. It really, you know, it's not only bearable, it's mostly good. And
I know. It's not the obvious stuff. I think
isn't.
Radio 2 is that's also in a music groove. That's it. That's also in it sort of, it needs a bit of a kick as well. Not just, in fact, we need, you know.
When we're in charge, Judith,
Yeah. I'm going to be busy with litter. The trouble is, you've got me too bogged
down
culture. In litter.
I'm going to do schools and... Well,
oh,
not,
you are in
I'm
such doing, a bossy mood today.
I'm doing some of schools, but not the hard bit. I'm doing the school playtimes and easy bits and culture. That's what I'll do, all right.
You
can share culture with me.
No idea how we're going to pay for it, but there you go.
No. Oh, that's left to the money people.
Yes.
Who are in the other corner somewhere. Yes. Telly.
Oh, we're watching a brilliant series on BBC. I mean, it's all over the place in terms of the press and everything. But it's... now, let me get this right. All the following are based on a pack of lies. And it's about...
The following events are
following
based
events
on a pack of lies.
Of lies. Yeah. Have you seen them? Have you seen it?
Do you know what, Judith? You know what? When you sent me the notes for this show yesterday. Yeah. And Jeff and I were stuck for something to watch. And we just copied you. We just started copying you. It's great. Go on, you keep going.
Fantastic. And it's about this con man. But it's a con man that's kind of... weirdly sort of likeable and funny and but he gets darker as the series goes on. But the first time you see him, he's at this sort of event about himself, and he's kind of suspended with a kilt lit in this Oxford college.
Yeah.
And he arrives, and obviously the woman who he's going to con is there in the audience, and he has kind of engineered that. And her first glance at him is exactly what he is, which is this man is a prat. He's a total prat. But then, little by little, he wheedles his way into her life. It's extraordinary.
We're only on episode 2. I mean, that counts as a bit of a binge, because we went from straight from episode 1 into episode 2.
Yeah.
And what I really like about it is it's got two meaty stories that are colliding together, and they're sort of both of equal weight.
Yes.
There's the abandoned wife and her family.
Yes. Yes.
And there's the very successful is it Marion Baptiste who's doing it? The actress, I think it is. And the very successful, sort of someone like a J.K. Rowling kind of figure.
Very successful black authoress,
yeah,
who lives in this...
Oh, that house!
That house! Bloody hell, and the clothes that she's wearing.
Yeah,
and
the clothes are fabulous.
I mean, that's another thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
you just,
yeah.
I mean, all completely wonderful. But I love, and also, and then the abandoned wife who takes it upon herself to try and bloody
catch
shock
him out.
Him. Catch yeah. him out. And I love the scene where she's chasing him in somebody else's Land Rover. And there's bits of it where she closes her eyes because she can't, she can't look. And she's jumping lights and things. No, it's stylish, isn't it?
It's really good. It seems fresh and it seems original and it seems kind of grown up in a lot of respects. So it's very much for us. So we'll just repeat the title again. The following events are based on A Pack of Lies. It's a great title, but it's just quite hard to remember.
It is quite hard to remember. And it's not, it's BBC anyway.
So yeah, it's BBC, so it's just easy to find. Sorry, just repeating you like an echo then. I just became your echo. You said, and it's on BBC and easy to find. And I was going, yes, it's on BBC and it's easy to find. Jesus, God in heaven, I'm going to have to watch that. We have finished At Home with the Furies and we really, really enjoyed it. And I'm going to admit that Jeff and I stayed in bed yesterday until 10:30 a.m., right? Even though the sun was shining and you'd done your swimming and you'd whatever. We watched a film on talking pictures and it was Cast a Dark Shadow with Dirk Bogarde. And Margaret Lockwood.
That's very, very slovenly and laid back. Did you have toast in bed?
No, we didn't. We didn't. We were so captivated
the
by the film. No, there wasn't. It's a really good film. I mean, you can probably watch it on another platform. Cast a Dark Shadow. It's a proper black and white Dirk Bogarde at his dastardly best. Really, really enjoyed it.
I couldn't do that. The sun was shining. I couldn't do it.
If I said, I went to the BFI and I watched this brilliant black and white movie, you'd go, oh, that's interesting. I just did that, but I did it in bed, you know. Right, so where are we now?
Emails. We need to remind people of the email address because we haven't done that for ages. olderwiderpod@gmail.com. Is it not? olderwiderpod@gmail.com.
Well done, Judith. Well done.
Did you see, by the way, we had a wonderful email from Spain. No, wait a minute. From Natalie, 41 and three quarters. Did you see it? I think she might live in Spain, but she sent us some photographs of the Spanish version of coleslaw, which is called American salad, I think.
Well, that's not right. That's not right, is it?
It's not right. But I do think that should you and I go on Mastermind, you know what I mean? We could choose the coleslaw as our special subject, and that could be one of the answers.
God, that...
I'm just saying. Tuck it away.
Wouldn't it be brilliant if you were doing, I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire? What's that? Or who wants to be a millionaire?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
And that was the last question. If that was just the last question.
Oh, yes, the one that got you the million.
Got it. Yeah, you'd have to share some of the money, though, with Natalie. Of course, in Spain, who gave us the clue, really. And I'm just going to open an email that we got this morning, actually. This is nice. It's from Louise from Altrincham. And she says, hi, Jenny and Judith. Having discovered you about 6 months ago, I'm working through your back catalogue and heard about Shreddy's fart pants in one of your 2019 shows. You may be keen to know the company has expanded its offerings to include fart jeans.
Fart jeans?
Good yes. But they're £120.
Oh,
she said,
ridiculous.
What kind of a farter do you have to be to warrant spending £120?
Good Lord.
Thank you for that. And then she's attached a picture of Shreddy's fart jeans.
And there they are, £120.
Women's flatulence filtering jeans from
Someone's
Shreddy's.
I think that company's taking the piss.
Well, I don't think it is, Judith. I mean, the model is faceless. They've just picked it up from the waist down. But and there's no cloud of fart around her because she's wearing the jeans, so they're filtering, you see. Marvellous, marvellous.
Okay,
have a good day. I will be back next week.
I am. Have a good trip to Scotland. Yeah, yeah. Send us some pictures. Don't,
I wouldn't do that accent again, Judith. And that makes you want the pitchforks out. And next week is much lighter. I actually can't think about this week. It's just
get this week over. Just don't leave anything behind. Get yourself a checklist.
Okay, will do. Will do. Okay, boss. I will speak soon. All the best. Take care, everybody. And we'll love you and leave you to ta. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.